Relation of the position of lower third molars with surrounding structures by means of cone beam in Puno, Peru. Abstract. Objective: to determine the relationship of the position of the lower third molars with their surrounding anatomical structures, using cone beam tomography in patients aged 17 to 25 years in the city of Puno, Peru. Methodology: it was a descriptive study, non-experimental, cross-sectional and retrospective design. The study consisted of 110 scans and the sample was established with a statistical formula resulting in 60 scans of both sexes from 17 to 25 years of age. The instrument used was a structured data collection form that contained two sections. In the first section, general data was observed, in the second section, a table with four columns is observed, where the position according to Winter is observed, and the relationship of the third molars according to Pell and Gregory, Lacoon and Ogasborohan, which was validated by expert judgment. Results: according to the Pell and Gregory classification, there is a moderate correlation between the position of the lower third molar with the mandibular ramus. According to the Lacoon classification, there is a moderate correlation between the lower third molar with the lower dental canal. According to the Ogasborohan classification, there is a very high correlation between the lower third molar with the submaxillary fossa. Conclusion: there is a high correlation between the relationship of the position of the lower third molar and its surrounding structures.